From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. It's Friday, April 26, 2019. Here are three big things that you need to know right now. Three. A New York rabbi taking off the gloves after Ilhan Omar retweeted that Jesus was a Palestinian. The latest dust-up with the controversial Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota who's already been tagged for repeating anti-Semitic tropes on more than one occasion. Two. In Mexico, great anger and anguish as new legislation is being put forth that will make it illegal in Mexico City to buy cold beer in the store. You heard me right. In an effort to clean up that dump, they're outlawing the sale of cold beer, hoping the drunks will leave and find a good place in a fridge first. And number one, President Trump says it is time to get the cost of prescription drugs under control and start helping America's seniors get a fair shake. He says the system is rigged. He says he knows a thing or two about that, being rigged, that is. But the president out there trying to get big things done as the blowback, the aftermath, the carnage of the Mueller report continues to ripple and echo, the president out there doing, well, the people's work, I suppose, would be one way to put it. And yesterday he's out there defending new ideas to lower prescription drug prices, especially for seniors, people on fixed incomes, people that can least afford it. And the president says the high cost of prescriptions, well, it's a completely rigged system and something we need to do something about. Hear what he has to say right here. Bite number six with the president. Go.
Many drug companies are giving European countries a better deal than they give their own country. And that has to stop. We've already informed them that's stopping. We are making sure that our great seniors on Medicare will share in the discounts given to other countries. And you know what that means. The sophisticates out there that do this for a living, you know exactly, that's a big deal. It sounds like big deal, but it really is a big deal. At long last, we're stopping the drug companies in foreign countries from rigging the system. I know all about the rigging the system because I had the system rigged on me. I think you know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, that will be your soundbite tonight, but that's okay.
Yeah, he is a funny guy. He says some funny things. Of course, it doesn't get much press, of course, because the press too busy clenching their fingers and gnashing their teeth and looking for something and some way to bring him down. But really, the entertaining individual, which is why he has had great success in a variety of areas. By the way, big donors who had snubbed him in 2016 coming his way, the president's 2020 campaign launching an ambitious fundraising network aimed at supporters of his past GOP rivals. By the way, if you didn't know this, of all the money he's brought in, over 98%, they talk about the small donations of Bernie Sanders and how critical that is. Over 98% of the people that have donated to Donald Trump and the $35 million they brought in thus far came in the form of donations $200 and smaller. So you think about that. The small donors are the ones propelling Donald Trump along as well. It's not just Bernie Sanders and some of the others. Donald Trump benefiting greatly from small donors, but I digress. High-powered businessmen, lobbyists, and former ambassadors who raised big money for George W. Bush, John McCain, Mitt Romney, all of those, they sat on the sidelines in large part. Many of them did in 2016, but now they're getting involved. They're getting involved. There's a project which is closely modeled after the famed Pioneers Network that helped fuel Bush's 2000 campaign. It's going to be formally unveiled May 7th. When well-connected Republican fundraisers from all over the country descend upon Washington for a closed-door event with Trump 2020 aides, under the plan which was described by more than a half dozen party officials, high-performance bundlers, those that collect at least $25,000 for Trump victory, a joint Trump 2020 Republican National Committee fundraising vehicle, will earn rewards like invitations to campaign-sponsored retreats, briefings, and dinners. Party officials reaching out to top fundraisers in recent weeks and wooing them with the prospect of joining Razor Clubs with names like 45 Club, Trump Train, Builders Club, and so on and so forth. The president building a war chest and a system that we heard Jared Kushner talk about on the program here earlier this week, because it'll go hand-in-hand with Kushner's data program that was unleashed in 2016, more successful than anything previously. And Jared Kushner, trust me, this guy is quite competent, also now working on an immigration plan for the southern border. An immigration plan for the southern border. And speaking of, and I just mentioned this at the top, but I find it upsetting, and it's disconcerting. Can you imagine Mexicans being faced with the possibility that the sale of cold beer could be outlawed in Mexico City? On Wednesday of this week, a local politician, Maria Dolores Paz Reyes, proposed the ban of cold beer and other beverages with 7% or less alcoholic content in Mexico City's convenience and grocery stores. And she outlined a rule for shop owners to display signs warning customers of public drinking penalties. In this regard, prevention measures are recommended, including policies aimed at reducing consumption in large quantities or prior to carrying out hazardous activities such as driving. Drunk driving is not good. I guess they're just getting the message of that in Mexico. Paz Reyes states in her proposal that the city's public intoxication and drunk driving problems would decrease because consumers would be inclined to go find a refrigerator, chill their beer elsewhere, not just lying on the street in front of the store in public. Yeah. They need to clean that dump up, I guess, what they're getting at, and they're going to do it with no cold beer here. No cold beer here. According to the National Victimization and Public Security Perception Survey, 75% of those that live in Mexico City believe that consuming alcohol in the street is the main source of criminal and antisocial behavior in 2018. 75%. Maybe some cities like San Francisco, where they have an enormous problem with homelessness and bumping public drunkenness and all of that. Maybe they can consider that. But Mexico has a 52% rate of alcohol drinkers, so this has not been particularly well received, as you could. No cold beer. Yeah, no cold beer, pal. That's what I'm talking about. No cold beer. Sorry about your luck, but that's the way it's going to be around here. All right. So we've got some big stories coming up here in a moment. We're going to talk about the text messages between FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. New indications they discussed using briefings to the Trump team after the 2016 election to identify people they could develop for potential relationships, track lines of questioning, and assess changes in demeanor. That's language that one Republican lawmaker called more evidence of what is irregular conduct in the Russia probe. Can you imagine? Fox News picked up and learned about the text initially released in 2018 by a Senate committee that they are under renewed scrutiny with Senators Chuck Grassley and Homeland Security Committee Chair Ron Johnson sending a letter to Attorney General Bill Barr just last night, pushing for more information on this issue. Any improper FBI surveillance activities that were conducted before or after the 2016 election must be brought to light and properly addressed, said both senators. I would agree. Big stuff coming down the pike. By the way, on the way, Steve Doolin, no fooling, he's here on a Friday. All right, on a Friday, 14 after.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want My Social Security account to help you.